A 30-year-old San Luis Obispo city law is causing Cal Poly students to live off lease, and it may be illegal. That's the headline of a recent article from Cal Poly student media outlet Mustang News. Joining me is the student reporter and author of the story, Ashley Layden. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well, thank you. Okay, Ashley, what's going on? What does it mean to be off lease?
Yeah, so living off lease is a pretty common situation for a lot of Cal Poly students and students in general, but it's basically to cut down costs of rent. Students live in homes without landlords knowing, and some of those students are on rent, but then if there's an occupancy limit, they just add more students secretly.
So tell me, how did you find this story? You mentioned off lease being sort of an open secret on campus. Mm-hmm. Do landlords know about it? Break this down for me.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of students, I would say probably the majority of students living in homes in SLO live with some students off the lease. But I don't think a lot of students knew about the ordinance, and I wasn't really familiar with it as well. But once an anonymous source actually reached out to me about it and just said I should look into it. And after that, it was really clear that city officials and everyone kind of knew about this and knew that the legality was questionable.
Anonymous source, very cloak and dagger. Okay, so tell us about this ordinance in SLO. What's going on? How does San Luis Obispo do things?
Yeah, so as you said, this is a 30-year-old ordinance, and it limits the number of adult tenants in a typical dwelling or typical home to 5, which is a lot more restrictive than California occupancy laws. And if you want to rent to more than 5 adult tenants in a single home, you have to get this permit, which pretty much no one gets because there's no benefit basically for landlords to get this permit. You have to pay for it, and it's hard to apply for.
Now, break this down. Like, how can this be legal in SLO but not in California?
I mean, when this was first passed, it was legal. It was passed in 1989. But in 1992, there was a court case which basically set precedents in California that city law can't be more restrictive than state law, and it actually dealt with occupancy as well. And then the only caveat is that if you find with actual findings because of your climate or city environment that you need this more restrictive law, then it can be legal. But SLO hasn't done that yet since this 1992 case.
So what does this look like for students living off lease? I'm imagining a bunch of students crammed into a house. You mentioned some students having to hide from their landlord. What are some of the scenes that you saw?
Yeah, so I mean, there's different degrees of off-lease living, because for my article, I really wanted to focus on how in a lot of these situations, like, it can be comfortable for these students to, like, they should be able to live there legally, but they just can't. And then they have to inconveniently hide all their stuff, but there's space for them. And then, of course, there's some that are just, like, crammed in, and that wouldn't be legal in California either if you have, like, 12 students in a really small house. But in some of these with just 6 or 7 students, they're just being sneaky. Like, the person, one of the people I interviewed in the article, he has to hide his mattress, which is, like, pretty common. So either, like, throwing like boxes over and make it look like a random like storage space to the side, or putting it in the garage, or just like standing it upright, or some people even like break down their beds if they have wire bed frames that can condense, just anything that their landlord comes to check to hide their existence basically.
And you spoke with a lawyer for this story. What did he say?
Yeah, so I spoke with John Fricks, and he was basically just saying that if this was challenged, he has pretty good evidence to believe that it'd be found illegal in the city. But the problem is, it's really doubtful that anyone will challenge it.
That's my next question. Do we see a lawsuit in San Luis Obispo's future?
I would really doubt that anyone would bring this to the city, because right now the landlords are already getting their money. I mean, students get it to them maybe through illegal means with this off-lease living situations, but they're still getting the money, and landlords don't want to go through the legal fees of like what purpose would that serve them. And then students aren't really going to want to take time out of their schedule to like challenge the city on this ordinance.
So you're saying landlords know about this and just sort of turning a blind eye to it?
Yeah, I spoke to a few landlords, and they all could tell that the ordinance was kind of questionable, but they're going to follow it because they don't want to have violation fees from the city if they're found out.
Are there any other communities that have this sort of off-lease situation going on?
I would assume that a lot of college towns have students living off-lease just because, I mean, no matter what rent is, if you can add more people to split it, it will be cheaper. But SLO definitely has like a very restrictive occupancy ordinance for homes, which I think increases the amount of students and just people living off-lease.
And so you spoke with someone highly involved in the city, Heidi Harmon. What did she say?
Yeah, so Mayor Harmon calls this ordinance more of a guidepost. And one of the big things that she mentioned and kind of stressed when I spoke to her was that she didn't think it caused any harm. And I think that's kind of the city stance on it. So maybe it's not illegal, but what harm does it do? And I really wanted my article to show, yeah, this was put in place 30 years ago. Maybe it doesn't seem like a big deal, but for some of these students, it affects them every day in their own homes.
And, you know, this goes to my last question here. We know that San Luis Obispo is an expensive place to live, and we've even heard stories about students living in their cars. What do you think can be done or is being done to help make it easier on students to get a roof over their head in San Luis Obispo?
That's hard. It's just, I don't think anything very significant is happening, but you can try different home sharing situations. There are legal ways to try to cut costs, but I think taking down this ordinance would be a good start. I just don't know if the city will do it.
Ashley Layden, reporter at Cal Poly media outlet Mustang News. You can read her articles online at mustangnews.net. Ashley, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX.